Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
We're recording a podcast this week.
Yeah,
been a while.
Yeah. I was just looking through a bunch of Disney news, and I was like, how long ago was the last time we did? A
couple weeks.
Yeah.
We've been busy the last couple of weekends, mm-hmm. and didn't work out.
No, and then not last week, but the weekend before, we kind of intended to maybe do a Sunday recording, and I lost my voice.
So then, you had no voice. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would not have worked very well.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, how are you?
Jim Dandy.
Your Jim Dandiness. What are you drinking?
I am drinking an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. It's called a long drink.
Yep.
And it's from Finland, I guess. But they have them in cans here in Canada for some reason.
We got excited seeing it. So I've been to Finland a few times. And yes, that is a very Finnish thing.
It's good.
Yeah.
If you gave me this drink blind and told me to guess what country invented it, I would probably go through 100 different countries before I guessed Finland, because it doesn't taste
apparently
to me, but...
There was a story about how it was created and everything. But yeah, the first time I had it, they were like, oh, this traditional Finnish drink. And I'm like,
It's not what you would expect for a traditional. It's like tropical-y and grapefruit-y. Yeah. It's weird.
It's very weird.
But it's tasty. I like it.
It was snowing the first time I had one. I was like, yeah.
I don't know if I would drink it in the snow. It isn't snowing here yet. Hooray!
It is good in a sauna.
That's what it is. It mm-hmm. would be good in a sauna. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it now a little bit.
You're like, that makes more sense.
Makes a little more sense.
I am drinking, well, I'm about to be drinking a Boysenberry seltzer. Made us think of Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Boysenberry stuff. And
yeah, me too. We had Boysenberry drinks.
Boysenberry beer.
Mm-hmm.
Boysenberry sangria.
Very, very good.
Knott's. Yeah. Knott's.
Yeah.
They have good food and good drinks. And
like, we like their stuff in general, but if you go there during the equivalent of their food and wine, which is their Boysenberry Festival, it's like extra awesome.
Extra awesome. Or if you get your dining package, you can actually get some pretty good food for cheap.
Yeah.
As long as you stay hungry all day and eat every 90 minutes, I guess.
You literally cannot keep up with the amount of food you're allowed to have under that package.
I did just fine.
You did. You did. But it wasn't like you went every 90 minutes. Still did just fine.
No, we went every 90 minutes.
Really close to it anyway.
Yeah. After the initial rope drop rush anyway.
Yes, of course. Yeah. still fun. And you had a corn dog there.
Corn dog, not as good as Disney corn dog.
No.
But it was free at the end of the night, yeah. So there you go. Anyway, I digress.
And what is your nerd thing this week, Brandon?
We finished watching Severance, finally.
Mm-hmm. Season 2.
That was, yeah, well, everything that exists for Severance mm-hmm. so far.
Yes.
Really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
It better not take 3 more years for Season 3 to come out, because that left me going, what?
Hopefully they have somewhere to go with it now. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. My nerd thing is work-related and drama regarding work. So teachers are looking at possibly, in Alberta, are looking at possibly striking. And we'll find out, like, tomorrow. Very soon.
Yeah, didn't you have to vote?
Yeah, I voted.
Yeah. Did you vote to strike?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to say, no, I am. Yes, I did. So that's been the big focus of my brain for a while. Any other cool
Weekend we were away and we didn't do a podcast because you were at a book festival.
I was at a book festival and that was super fun. I was selling my books, and we also went to the opening of a local hockey game.
Yeah, the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
And we went to go see Clue and theater.
A play.
Play.
Yes.
That's what I meant by theater.
Uh-huh.
I promise I am better with words when writing.
Yeah, your voice sense seems scratchy still.
It's still a little scratchy. Yeah, once in a while.
You have a problem. You got like a... Mm-hmm. Did you Like, the Muppets got kicked out of Disney World. Did Kermit, like, take up residence in your throat instead, or what?
Boo, bad joke.
I don't know. But at the book festival, there was a comic book writer who mm-hmm. writes Fantastic Four, and I went and watched him speak, so that was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, that... I'm kind of sad I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
But you would really
have liked it because it was more about writing comic mm-hmm. books than... He didn't really talk about the Fantastic Four at all, but it was very interesting presentation, so...
That would have been very cool.
Right. Like, writing novels, obviously, is its own thing, and then mm-hmm. screenplays are different, even, like, TV screenplay versus movie screenplay. Yep. And writing for comics, like...
It's a different category.
It's weird. You basically... describe how you want the panels to be, and then someone draws it for you.
Huh.
And of course, write the dialogue. But
right.
But you do get to, like, kind of describe.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea how that works.
Like, it's like full page spread or six panels and this.
Even to that point.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Apparently.
Wow.
I don't know if that's common or it must be because he was talking about it.
You said he also. Wrote for Squirrel Girl a little bit.
Yeah, he did Squirrel Girl and then an adaption of Slaughterhouse-Five.
That I'm very interested in. I said I'm gonna have to find that.
That was the one like he used for a lot of examples of comic book writing because of course it was a book and then he adapted it into comics and was like
right.
kinda like talking about the difference between books and comics and how you write for one versus the other. But the illustrations in that were amazing. And
yeah, I think
it
we
seemed,
could find this.
Seemed really cool. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
That is the one thing about going and selling at these things. You don't really get to watch the panels
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes, good nerd things. There is a new Marvel show out that we haven't started watching yet. Marvel Zombies has started.
Well, started, in, it, like, I think they put it all out at once.
It's only
like four episodes.
Right, yes. Okay, Marvel Zombies is out.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Just this last week. 'Tis the season.
I've seen actually a little bit of people posting about it, which
yep.
is good. I don't know. I think it's supposed to be fine.
Yeah, I heard it's like entertaining and yeah.
Good for spooky season.
We're going to watch it.
Of course.
Probably all in one go.
Yeah, I would think so. it's like a movie that way.
Exactly. Disney A News Update. Okay, I don't have too much crazy stuff. There's a lot of merch and everything on. Halloween is, of course, in full swing at all of the parks that do Halloween stuff. I went all the way back to a couple weeks ago at Disneyland. A parade float caught fire.
Ah.
Yeah, during Paint the Night.
And too many paints
during the nighttime.
Yeah.
So
paint,
that was big
paint
news.
Paint can be flammable. So
yeah,
Mickey
true.
Should watch what he's
should be very careful.
Doing.
So that was news, but like I said, a couple weeks ago. Other than that, there's lots and lots of advertising for, of course, the holiday season now coming up. Even though it's not even October yet. But
I mean, the idea is they're advertising to get people to book to go,
yes.
so it makes sense.
Yes.
But they've also like started previewing some of the merch.
Some of the merch, yeah, has come out. Especially they fully released. There's a line of Christmas merch that is villains themed, and so they released that. I'm like, that makes sense because that also works
Nothing
for Halloween.
Nothing says
then.
Christmas like evil guys and gals.
But that also makes sense because you can. Put it up for Halloween still, because villains.
Yeah, it makes more sense for Halloween.
Then. Yeah, but it's like Christmas yeah. ornaments and stuff. People do have Halloween trees now, though.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more appropriate.
Can we get a Halloween tree?
No.
Halloween wreath.
Yeah. I don't need any more wreaths in my life.
Mostly just news about that and then other merch coming out. You sent, there's some more baseball jerseys came out and Letterman jackets came out. And then you sent me something about, like trading cards.
Oh, yeah. Topps is releasing a set of baseball cards. Topps, the
yep.
trading card company.
Yes.
And they are baseball teams. But it's Disney characters wearing the
yeah.
team's jerseys. And I don't know, it looks kind of cool, but...
I thought it was cool. Nice, another little collectible thing that you could do. But I find it interesting, like, we've noticed the last, when we were going, we noticed the last few times the baseball jerseys was really big. You have a couple, I had one, and...
They came out, like, we were there when they came out with the very first one that I had ever seen.
Me too.
And it was just like a Disneyland, nice baby blue baseball jersey, and it was extremely popular.
Yeah,
like,
you saw everywhere.
Tons of them. Also, the Mickey hockey jersey was also extremely popular. But
I should have bought that for you.
It was so popular that they realized that, yes, we can make baseball jerseys as well. Mm-hmm. And baseball jerseys are a little bit more comfortable than spirit jerseys.
Well, in the heat, yeah.
In the heat where the Disneyland parks are.
Yes.
California and Florida are both warm states.
It's true.
So... it makes sense to me, and yeah, very popular. So
super popular. They just came out with some villains ones, but
works for with Christmas. The whole villains.
Exactly. So they can do attractions and like they're doing a bunch of different characters, and yeah, they're milking this one, and they look cool and they're doing well. So
I'm gonna enslave you and steal your kingdom, and take your magic lamp. Merry Christmas.
I did see a Hades one.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize the gods of Olympus would celebrate the birth of Christ, so...
I don't think that's a Christmas one, so it's just a baseball jersey. I didn't know they played baseball
weird.
Either.
Or maybe they just hang out together, like in Thor. In Thor, they have their god hangout planet.
Yeah.
Maybe they just hang out there. Yeah.
Hades gives it two thumbs. Way, way up.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Do you have any other news?
I have lots of other news.
I'm excited. Let's hear it.
So they are currently still filming Spider-Man.
Yes.
Tom Holland bonked his head and went to
yes.
hospital
mm-hmm.
Doing his own stunts. So that's not so good.
Not so good.
So hopefully he's feeling better.
Yeah.
I think he got pretty concussed pretty good.
That would make sense if you're... flying through the air with the greatest ease.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot of practical stuff. Like, I've seen clips of him doing some web swinging from the back of a crane truck contraption.
Which looks so cool, but man.
It is. I appreciate stars who do their own stunts in some ways, but, like, they're stunt people for reasons, and then you can still do the rest of the filming.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
no, I kind of agree with you. Like, I think it's really cool when actors do, but at the same time, then you run this risk, and then what? Do they just shut down production?
Yeah,
Tom Holland's out.
They have to.
And not only that, it kind of takes away the job of a stuntman.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's tricky.
Tom Holland's case was probably a stunt woman because he's pretty small.
That's
so
true.
Like literally, like
yeah. No. Yeah. It probably is true. Like gymnast or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and he's limber and
oh, for sure.
Stuff.
Like
so
I get him wanting to do it. He's like. Very, very
oh,
athletic.
Oh, he can
he's
do
very
it.
Very
I just
trained.
It's just a lot of risk.
Yeah,
a lot of money involved.
Yes,
he's the star. So
yeah, he is Spider-Man.
So anyway,
yeah.
That's
well. Hopefully, he's feeling better soon.
In other shooting news, better news, they have officially wrapped on Doomsday.
I did not hear that.
Yeah,
really?
Of course they'll. There's a lot of post-production to go. Lots of time because they've pushed it back. To holiday season
yeah.
next year, so it's more than a year away. Lots of time to do VFX and, of course, the often reshoots.
Of course,
it's just part of the process.
Yeah, so. No, I was like, they schedule for that, honestly.
Yeah.
So, that is, but initial shooting.
Yep,
that the is
principal
so
photography has wrapped. It was
so
like last week, I think it was. I saw it.
How did I not hear this?
I don't know.
Wow, that's really exciting.
That is exciting.
Mm-hmm. That is big news. You are right.
Mm-hmm. And then the final Marvel news that's off the top of my head is Daredevil has been officially renewed for season
yes!
3 on Disney Plus.
You did tell me this. I'm excited.
Which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, well, I think they're going to start shooting it before season 2 even premieres or right around the same time.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like they're getting back to more of a TV schedule where you're not waiting 3 years or right. whatever between seasons, which is ridiculous because you lose all momentum.
It's true. Well, look at, okay, we have a trailer for Stranger Things out now, and the general population is like, yeah, whatever, I guess I'll watch it, because it's been so long.
Stranger Things has lost a lot of momentum, and it's also kind of
a good example.
It's kind of goofy because it was children, and now they're
like mid-20s.
They're like married with children, basically. Like,
well, and that's kind of like, they're the perfect example of like, get to the quicker, that's so exciting. I love Daredevil season one. I thought it was really, really good. I'm so curious to see how Punisher is going, because I know he has his one, is it a spotlight they're calling it, or a special?
Just a special, I don't know. If
yeah,
it,
so
I don't know what they're going to call it.
I know.
Special presentation, if they're still doing things
right.
like that. But yes, there's going to be a one-off with Punisher, and then he's going to be in Spider-Man.
Exactly,
so
what I was going to say,
Kind of big things for... Old Frank Castle there, so,
but just that world I think is really, really cool, and so I want to see more of it. I have news that I forgot about.
Okay, well, do you want to finish off the film?
This might be the same thing.
Okay.
New trailer?
Yeah, so new trailer, new poster for Mandalorian and Grogu,
mm-hmm.
which is actually coming out quite soon, so...
It surprises me how quickly this is coming out.
Mm-hmm. Just in the spring, late spring there, I think. It's May. I think it's coming out in May.
I hope it comes up for May the 4th. I don't think it is.
No, I think it's like May 20th or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
There's actually a reason, though.
The typical
mm-hmm.
early summer release date that they tend to use. But I don't know. The trailer looked pretty good. Maybe a little bit suffering from TV movie syndrome, because like Mandalorian was a TV show, and I think they're taking some of the plot threads that they were planning for season 4 and trying to turn that into a movie. So
watching the trailer, I was kind of like, this looks fun. Okay. Like, I'm going to be excited to see Sigourney Weaver and, of course, Mando and Grogu, and I'm going to be excited to see them all up on the screen, and they looks like there's some cool effects and stuff.
It feels kind of anticlimactic, as this is what our first Star Wars movie in a long time
true.
Going to be, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe we'll be surprised, and it'll be really good and fulfilling as a feature-length presentation.
I hope so. If not, I'm going to enjoy seeing Grogu.
And I like Mando and Grogu.
Yeah, I do too.
I have a tattoo of them, so I'm hopeful that it's not lame, you know?
Well, it's not like they're going to turn evil or something.
No, but I just
did,
like, I would prefer if it was not lame.
Totally get it. Absolutely get it. I really like the poster for this. I don't know if I've felt so strongly about a poster in a long time.
I really like the style of the poster.
Yes.
It's the execution of it. Looks a little bit like a fan-edited Photoshop rather than a professionally done thing. But I like the style.
Yes, the style is what
it
I'm
just,
talking
I don't
about.
Know. It just has, like, too much digital
like
sheen
something for
something
that it. Bugs you.
Like, if you're going for that retro sci-fi adventure serial style,
mm-hmm.
it needs to, I don't know, be a little more degraded, and it's too shiny.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really, really like the style. I hope the movie leans into that more.
Yeah, like, that. I mean, that's where Star Wars came from in the first place.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be, like, Flash Gordon style, which this poster is leaning into, and I like
and
that.
And season one of Mando really, really was.
Yeah, kinda.
Different episodes were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kinda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think it was.
We'll see.
Yeah, anyway, I'm excited that we finally have a trailer for it. Any other news?
No, that's what I was gonna say.
Okay, excellent. Let's head to the main topic. At the park. Okay, Brandon, we have been talking periodically about different Disney parks around the world.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Because one day we're going to go to the mall.
One day.
One day. I have only been to one.
you've been to one, yes. One down.
So far, 5 more to go, but it's going to be...
By the time you get to another one, there'll be a sixth one. Like, they're going to build one before you go to a second.
Probably, yeah.
Almost certainly.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it'll be open or not, but yes, almost certainly.
Almost certainly. It's coming
along.
Is
it really?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch some coverage of that.
I don't know. I think it's coming by like 2027.
Oh, then yes, absolutely.
Like I could be wrong, but I think that's what
right
the initial.
So I have a question for you. Well, if you're thinking about all the
12.
Disney, close. Actually, you are close. Mm. If you are thinking about all the Disney parks in the world.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Okay. Which one would you be the most, whatever, about visiting?
Oh, I mean, that's an easy one. It's Hong Kong, of course.
That's the one we're talking about today.
Okay.
No, so part of it is because of that. That also, they just started their 20th anniversary on September 12th. That's why I was laughing when you said
12th. You know, that's not that old.
No, it's not. And it's not the most recent park. There's one new, like Shanghai came after.
Shanghai is after, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's not... I've seen lots of things celebrating their 30th anniversary that seem much younger than what
right, exactly.
A Disney park would be. But anyway...
Anyway, so they started celebrating their 20th birthday this, like... We're recording still in September this month. Like, so, and it's... yeah. Why do you think that Hong Kong Disneyland is the most...
Well, I don't know. I've never been there.
No, but just that vibe. But,
it's pretty much the smallest one.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a clone of Disneyland in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Really close, but smaller.
But even smaller, and, mm-hmm. and like, I don't know. Whereas when you have clones, like, in Tokyo and Florida's Magic Kingdom, they're actually bigger and can do more and yeah. have expanded and whatever, so...
There's a couple cool things now that only exist in Hong Kong Disneyland, or versions only exist in Hong right. Kong Disneyland, and I think that's helping it.
Yeah, it does. It does yeah. help, yeah.
But, yes, that and is the general...
And then, like, there is the second park, which is also small. Like, I think it's two half-day parks put into one, almost.
It's just called Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah, I think they do have a separate gate.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a separate gate or just a different land. The one land is super, like, quite separate from the rest of it, but it's still considered part of Disneyland.
Maybe it's not a separate gate, but they did build an expansion that was like kind of like Hollywood Land or something like that.
Okay, so are you ready to hear information about Hong Kong
sure.
Disneyland? Okay. It is a theme park located on reclaimed land on Penny's Bay, Lantau Island, Hong Kong.
Reclaimed from... Whom?
I did not ask.
Wow.
It is owned jointly by Hong Kong International Theme Parks, owns 52%, and the Walt Disney Company owns 48%. It used to be a different number, was like 57 owned, but then Disney got a little bit more when they did the Frozen expansion.
Ah.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about the pain in the butt that would be to account for.
This is really cool. I actually have this word for word. Disney attempted to avoid problems of cultural backlash. This was a huge consideration when they were doing this, because you can't do, my favorite example of this is Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
Chinese culture has a very different relationship with death.
And
the afterlife.
Hong Kong is very closely tied to Chinese culture. Of course, they have
exactly.
their own, like, subculture, but...
Yes, they do. But they were looking into the historical and religious
yeah.
and cultural ramifications.
It's a whole thing, like, for example, when they released World of Warcraft in China, they had to change every single skeleton model in the game.
Really?
Because they can't depict skeletons in Chinese
wow.
media. Yeah. Kind of stuff like that. Very interesting.
That is really cool. And that is super interesting. One thing that I find super cool, this is the only Disney park that adheres to rules of feng shui.
Hmm.
Notably, there's a bend that people are like, oh, that's a weird bend, that is put in a walkway near the Hong Kong Disneyland Resort entrance so good energy would not flow into the sea.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
It's interesting.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's just an interesting thing, right?
Okay.
So the Hong Kong Disneyland Resort is a resort built and owned by Hong Kong International Theme Parks Limited. Like I was saying, it's about 2 kilometers from Discovery Bay. It was the third theme park in the entire Hong Kong area.
Hmm.
It contains Hong Kong Disneyland Theme Park, the Hong Kong Disneyland Hotel, Disney's Hollywood Hotel, and Disney Explorers Lodge, and that's it.
Okay.
So, like, so there's not, like, a second gate.
Yeah, but the Hollywood area...
Hollywood Hotel.
Yeah, like, there's a Hollywood section that was added on after. Mm. That's not... Like, because there was a clone of Disneyland, and then there's a Hollywood section.
The section is just, like, the hotel.
Okay. I don't know. We watched a thing about it, so whatever.
And there's several retail, dining, and entertainment facilities. It only covers 1.3 square kilometers.
That's tiny.
That's kind of like the whole thing. That's the thing that stands out so much, right? Okay. So, kind of what I figured we would be doing here. There are 8 themed areas. The other part that's here is considered part of it, but only there's a lake, and it's called Inspiration Lake, and it also is, like, used for recreation, but it also is the source of irrigation, and so part of that lake is also considered part of the resort.
Can you swim in it?
I don't know about that. There was, like, boating and stuff, but I probably would not. It doesn't look like it's swimmable. Okay, so...
Just like Rivers of America.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that. So the park consists of 8 themed areas. There's Main Street USA, Fantasyland, Adventureland, Tomorrowland, Grizzly Gulch, Mystic Point, Toy Story Land, and World of Frozen. World of Frozen is the newest one, opened in 2023. End of 2023, actually. The theme park's cast members all speak Cantonese, English, and Mandarin.
Hmm.
There are single tickets, annual passes.
I hope they get paid well to know 3 languages. Mm.
The annual passes are called Magic Access. And printed guide maps are in traditional and simplified Chinese and English. It has the lowest daily attendance of all Disneyland parks.
Because it's lame.
It is growing every year. People especially like it. They say, like, you wouldn't travel to it... from the other side of the world unless you're doing something like we're visiting all the Disney parks, but it's a tourist attraction in the area. It's apparently very easy to get to. There's ample more parking than is necessary, and there's also a train that goes directly to there that is Disney themed from major centers.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And, like, I saw a video of this train, and not only does the outside look Disney, the handles that you, like, hold onto when you're standing there are all Mickey.
Like, yeah, I think they have that in Japan as well.
Yeah, I think so. Like, they really lean into that kind of thing. However, the park capacity is currently growing, and it saw the biggest jump after, which coincided also with COVID regulations ending, with World of Frozen opening.
Right, yeah, because that's unique to mm-hmm. there, and people like Frozen, I guess.
Okay.
Personally, I think they should let it go, but...
I was trying not to respond to that. It was so disappointing. The land itself, they're very well themed because, of course, they're Disney, right? So we're going to kind of just go from land to land.
Okay.
Main Street USA is the most similar of to what we have in Disneyland.
Yeah.
The Main Street is the only one, though, at Hong Kong Disneyland, the only Main Street built mainly of wood instead of stone. There are no horse-drawn streetcars, although the other Main Street vehicles are there.
But it's made of wood.
Yes.
That seems like a choice.
I'm not sure why they did that. There's something really cool about Main Street USA that I'm going to bring up here at the end. At the end, the castle is called the Castle of Magical Dreams. It is definitely, like, inspired by the Sleeping Beauty Castle, although it is double the height. Okay, do you want to hear the really cool thing?
Sure.
Though being very similar to Anaheim's Main Street, the theme is heavily influenced by European immigrants. My favorite example is Plaza Inn. It has the identical exterior design as the one in Disneyland, but inside it mimics a classical Chinese eatery that was created by a wealthy American couple who were infatuated with Chinese culture.
Interesting.
So they, like, took the thing and were like, but we're going to put our own spin on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I like that, yeah. There's a new...
Do they still serve fried chicken? Or
I didn't look at the menu.
Interesting.
So, also, the other thing before we get too far into this, entry to the park is quite cheap. Food there is more pricey.
Hmm.
Like, we probably wouldn't think it was pricey doing conversion rate because California and Florida prices on food are pricey, but Tokyo is notoriously cheap.
Cheap, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, it kind of works out because it's really cheap to just get into the park. And then, yeah, you pay for it with food.
Hmm.
There's a new walkthrough attraction that is Duffy and Friends. That's, like, such a big thing over there. The little bear.
Yeah, no, stuff. I know. I thought that was a Japan thing.
I think it started there, but it's just okay. In the area, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, they do the fireworks and nighttime shows and stuff. Okay, Fantasyland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going, like,
yeah,
very similar.
Well, like, it's because it started off as you got your Disneyland type mm-hmm. stuff, right? Yeah. Okay.
So, it has the castle. Here we also have Mickey's PhilharMagic. It looks exactly the same as the one in DCA. But the old version. You know how we got the updated one that has Coco and stuff in it?
Right.
Yeah, this is, like, they said it's going to go down. Like, it might be down now. I don't know. But it's slated to have the same renos done. It just hasn't been done yet. This also has the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. It has It's a Small World. There's a walkthrough Fantasy Gardens. And that's where you can find, like, meet Disney characters. And there's also a walkthrough Fairy Tale Forest. It's kind of, like, connected. There's a stage show called Mickey and the Wondrous Book. And there is also the teacups.
Hmm. So not a whole heck of a lot.
No. And that's basically the theme of a lot of this stuff. Now, I don't know if it's just, like, there's other stuff that they're just not posting, but, like,
this is, so, like, not very many dark rides.
No.
That's crazy.
Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is going to be, like, your highlight here.
That's, wow.
And Small World.
Small World, but, I mean, is that really a highlight?
Yes.
I just, like, no Peter Pan, that, I don't know, that seems crazy.
I watched, like, three videos. I was on the official website, and then I was on, like, things to visit and stuff, and I haven't seen any mention of anything.
No,
like,
well, I mean, I'm not saying that you're missing it. I'm commenting on, like, the fact that yes, it's not there.
I'm saying that I might be missing it.
I don't think so.
I feel like they would have commented. So, anyway, then there's Tomorrowland. This is themed to a spaceport, and it's very metallic in nature, dominated by blue and purple hues. There, what is kind of cool is they have had new stuff here. They changed Space Mountain to the Hyperspace Mountain and just haven't changed it back. And they have, like...
Which is interesting, because Star Wars is not that popular in
apparently,
in China.
This is, like, it's kind of special because it's its own thing. Like, they rethemed the whole waiting area. It's all very, very Star Wars coded now.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a land speeder. There's some kind of small ship out in the front. Uh-huh.
Very surprising.
Mm-hmm. So it's still considered an overlay, but it's, like, a permanent overlay. The first ever Marvel attraction in a Disney theme park started here.
That makes more sense. Marvel is much more popular in Asia than
just
Star Wars is.
Before we had Avengers Campus, basically, Hong Kong got this first. They have the Iron Man experience.
Right.
It was originally going to be, like, Star Tours kind of idea, but instead they just made it Iron Man. It is, like, very similar.
Motion simulator.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
The land had Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters originally. That has now been redone to Ant-Man and the Wasp Nano Battle. It's a shooty game. Shooty game ride. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. You could do that. Yeah.
The Hong Kong Disneyland announced that these attractions will be redesigned and become part of Stark Expo. So basically going to be incorporated into, like, a little mini land within there.
I like that. It actually fits Tomorrowland quite well, because Stark Expo, if you've watched the movies, was kind of like a retro future thing.
Oh, the old, especially when you see, like, his father, like, the old footage of the Stark things, it's so Disney coded, it's not even funny.
You are talking like a TikTok lady with your this coded and that coded.
I've been hanging around teenagers too much, I guess.
Gross.
I don't watch TikTok.
Don't like it.
I don't follow TikTok. But there are, what I have noticed is there are a couple different, like, sub areas named within bigger lands. And so Stark Expo is going to be a sub area inside Tomorrowland. Okay, so Adventureland. There's a really cool thing here, a different new version in Adventureland. So I'm going to get to that, though. I'm going to save that. So it has a large island area home to Tarzan's Treehouse. That was closed for a long time. I don't know if it's reopened or not and hasn't been redone by Swiss Family. It's just Tarzan's. And I watched the thing, and it looks just like the Tarzans that was right. in Disneyland, of course.
They seem to like their walkthroughs.
Yeah.
Probably because they don't have room to do much else.
Probably no room, and it doesn't take a lot of cast members.
Yeah.
There's something that looks like the Rivers of America, but it's not called the Rivers of America. It's actually all the Jungle Cruise. But I'm going to come back and talk about that in a second. There's also Festival of the Lion King stage show, which is like in a huge amphitheater. It's like a big, big thing. And then there's a smaller one that's Moana, a homecoming celebration. And it is that is the first part of a multi-year expansion that is very Moana themed. In that little area. So there's going to be a Moana little mini land inside that. Okay. Jungle Cruise it's called the Jungle River Cruise. And it is the waterway that goes through the whole thing. It's similar in some ways to our Jungle Cruise, except it has a unique ending where there's like waterfalls and fire.
Okay.
I was like, that's amazing.
It's like the hot side of water or something. I don't know.
And they actually have in the queue, you can go in line if you want English.
Ah.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. Because most of the things, the attractions are either not in English or a lot of them are partly in English.
Right, yeah.
But that one, there's just like separate cues.
That's good. Because
it divides up when you're in there.
Yeah, I don't think the cheesy jokes would hit very good for me personally in Cantonese.
No. I don't know if they always run all the sides, but.
Yeah.
I would still want to do it, just like go through it, but it would be better in English, yes.
Everyone on the boat's laughing, and you're just like...
Toy Story Land. This one was an addition in 2011, and it was like the first addition after the park originally opened. It is right behind Fantasyland.
Maybe that's what we saw.
Maybe that's it.
Toy Story, and then like the Hollywood Hotel
is like, neither,
kinda,
yeah.
kind of was done at
yeah,
the same
Yeah, maybe that's
time.
What you're thinking, yeah. Yeah. It is themed using bamboo to act as giant blades of grass in the area. It was marketed by the park as an Asia exclusive. In France, the Toy Story Playland is in Walt Disney Studios Park. So maybe they were kind of like copying that and doing the Walt Disney Park. However, it did come out with Orlando and Shanghai after, so you know they didn't really stick with that whole Asia exclusive. The main attractions are Slinky Dog Spin, and that is very much like, so I've watched the videos for all these attractions, and this is like the little kitty, like the caterpillar style roller coaster.
Yeah, they have a Slinky Dog roller coaster in
yeah
Florida.
This one's totally different,
completely yeah. different
yeah. This one's just the caterpillar one that just goes in a loop, and it kind of spins you a little bit as you go. Then there is the Toy Soldier Parachute Drop. This is Jumpin' Jellyfish with Toy Soldier themed, which makes sense as a theming, actually, for that.
So it's probably actually better than Jumpin' Jellyfish, but
makes more sense, yeah. And then there is RC Racer, and this is one of those ones, I don't know what they're called, but it's just like an arc, and it just goes back and forth, but it's definitely like a thrill ride.
Is it on a track, or is it hanging like
track.
A pirate ship?
A track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like forwards and backwards and things like that. Then they have Grizzly Gulch. This is the equivalent of like Frontierland and Critter Country kind of like mushed together. The theme land reminisces an abandoned mining town that is named Grizzly Gulch. And the centerpiece is Big Grizzly Mountain Runaway Mine Cars. So basically it looks like the Grizzly Peak Mountain in DCA is kind of the inspiration.
But it has like Big Thunder.
Well, it's combined. They basically, if you took Everest at Disney World and Big Thunder and you smushed them together, you would get this attraction.
Okay.
Because there is a backwards section of it.
Okay.
It'd be more thrilling than, it's like the theming of Mountain Railroad with the thrilling, I don't think it's the exact layout, but inspired by, of Everest. Which makes sense to me. I think that looks really cool.
I don't know. I've never been on Everest. I don't know how much more thrilling it is than
Well,
Big
there's
Thunder.
A backward section anyway.
Yeah.
The town was said to be founded, like Grizzly Gulch Town.
Said to be founded,
set
yeah.
Set to be founded, like they set it up to be founded is how it's worded. On August 8th, 1888, which is the luckiest day of the luckiest month of the luckiest year.
8 is a very big number in Chinese culture.
Right, so I just thought it was another cool example of like...
Yeah, if... If you are in, like, big immigrant towns like Vancouver, it's very difficult to get an apartment building on the 8th floor.
Really?
And, like, if you get, like, 808 or something, like, you can sell that condo for 10 times really? As much. Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of...
See, I didn't know that. I thought that was really cool. I like the fact that even though they were mostly, like, wanted to copy just Disneyland, mm-hmm. and then they've made changes since and everything, mm-hmm. that they were still like, we're going to do these nods, though.
Yeah.
That's real. I had no idea. Mystic Point opened in 2013. It is set in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
Not as lucky. At an adventurer's outpost established in 1896 in a dense, uncharted rainforest.
Yeah, that seems like a dangerous place to go.
It is surrounded by mysterious forces and supernatural events.
That seems even more dangerous.
That does not seem like where you want to be at all. The site features Mystic Manor. It is home of Lord Henry Mystic, a world traveler and adventurer, and his mischievous monkey, Albert. So this is... Apparently, like, the lines aren't too bad anywhere because there's low attendance. But this is considered, like, the showpiece of the whole park. And lines typically aren't super bad. This is their version. They wanted to do a Haunted Mansion, couldn't do a Haunted Mansion. So we're going to do, like, well, we're going to do mischievous stuff and, like, Explorer. And since then, you know how now they've been putting in, you know, the Academy, but the group of explorers that, the
Explorer,
like,
Society.
Yeah,
whatever.
That gets
yeah.
peppered. This was the first yeah. version. The first.
Yes, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So that is basically one of the highlights of the whole park, but especially there. Then we have World of Frozen. This is the newest one. This has two rides. The entire thing is the fictional Kingdom of Arendelle. There's a dark ride similar to Frozen Ever After, which you can find at Epcot, and a sleigh-style family roller coaster called Wandering Oak and Sliding Sleighs. That one's, like, super cute. It's very much a family one, but it goes all around the area, has some good views and stuff like that.
Yoo-hoo!
if that isn't in there, I'd be so disappointed. There is a live interactive show, and, for Stark Expo, this is the newest one that's going to be coming.
Yeah.
And... they were going to make a major e-ticket attraction called Avengers Quinjet. And that was supposed to be completed in 2024. You'll notice when I went through my list, that was not on the list.
Probably based on what their original plans were for Avengers Campus, obviously.
That would probably make sense. The expansion is still in the works. At D23, they announced the introduction in replacing that of a new Spider-Man attraction instead.
That probably makes more sense. I would like to see a Spider-Man e-ticket, because, like, I like the web...
I do, too. It's not an e-ticket.
It's a D at best.
Yeah, I'd be okay with...
C?
C plus, D minus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, other way around. Wait.
No, so, like, E is the yeah. best, so D would be the second best. It's more like C minus at best.
I do like it, though. The other one that was announced, there are plans for a significant expansion of the theme park, including a new Pixar Entertainment Experience, is just what it's currently called. It is going to be between Toy Story Land and the World of Frozen. It is going to be unique to Hong Kong Disneyland. Specific details have not yet been released. But they said that visitors can anticipate immersing themselves in the world of Pixar with attractions inspired by beloved films like Inside Out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that is... What do you think about all that? Still,
I have almost negative zero desire to go to this place.
Really?
Yeah. It seems super lame.
I don't know about super lame. I think that we would not be making a special trip to go, except that we have to for going to all the parks.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Although Mystic Manor sounds pretty cool.
Mystic Manor sounds very, very cool. The theming
looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the theming of everything looks really cool. On the plus side, you only need to spend a couple days. Like, they say a day or two is fine.
Plenty, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, like, casually, day or two is fine. And very few lines, so you wouldn't need to worry about that.
Could go on your way to Shanghai and have a better time in Shanghai.
Basically, I think that you would just, you know, knock a couple off at the same time.
Not that they're super close together, but it's a lot closer than...
yes.
on the other side of the world for us, so
yeah,
you gotta
they're closer to each other than we are to either of them. I was watching like people's perspectives on it, and a lot of people kind of say the same thing, like if you're in the area, it's actually a great way to spend a couple days. Like, it's fun and it's not super expensive and it's easy to get to, especially not super expensive for like a theme park or a Disney theme park at that. But like, you wouldn't make a special trip for it. More locals, of course, like it more.
Certainly better than our local amusement park.
Exactly.
So whatever, that's fine. You said there's three theme parks in Hong Kong. What are the other
one two? Closed. It was the third one that opened.
Oh yeah, okay, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. You said it was the third one that opened.
Yeah,
one closed already. I was just curious, was like, is it another major one? Like, is it a Universal or...
Nope.
I don't think so.
I know there's a Universal in the area, but I don't think it's technically in Hong Kong. It is the most visited theme park in Hong Kong, followed by Ocean Park Hong Kong.
Just like a SeaWorld-esque place, I guess, probably.
I think so. It was after, yeah, so the first one that opened was called Lai Chi, Lai Chi Ko Amusement Park, that has closed, then Ocean Park Hong Kong opened, and then this. Yeah, like, watching the stuff, I was actually more interested in it. It's definitely not super high on my list of
priorities.
You
didn't do a great job of selling it to me, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm sorry. But, like, low wait times... The food is actually supposed to be really good.
Well, okay. What else can we do in Hong Kong while we're there? Like, oh, there's a beach kind of nearby. Yeah. You're talking about Discovery Bay, so yeah, there's a beach. There's a beach on Discovery Bay that looks quite nice, actually.
Oh, nice. Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
And like, see Hong Kong. Yeah, that looks
pretty,
really nice.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that looks really nice. Okay. I agree. I think this is part of the same trip when we go to Shanghai.
Yeah. I was kind of just looking at the map to see exactly how far away...
The theming looks like, really cool.
My Asian geography is not the best.
Yeah.
It's okay, but... Okay. You could go to Taiwan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. And, like, it's actually pretty near Vietnam and Cambodia.
We could go
on one of them cruises down and go see Angkor Wat and stuff like that.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And then do that as part of it, like a priest stay or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, I think that is how you do Hong Kong Disney.
Yeah.
I think it's more interesting now that they've added more stuff, like, specific to it. Phantom Manor is the thing I would be by far most excited to do, and then their version of the Jungle Cruise, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a lot of the Asian countries, and, I mean, not as much as Paris, but, you know, you go to Disneyland or Disney World, and people are, like, spirit jersey, t-shirt underneath, lounge fly, ears, like, keychains hanging off of them. And all the videos I saw, like, yeah, you see a few people with, like, ears, but, like, not really very many. And like, it's a much more casual
Disney like kind of a low-key place because
exactly.
It's not huge, so
exactly,
yeah, that makes sense.
So I did see like some merch and stuff like that people were all about, but there's apparently this like the food is pretty insane. I was getting very Tokyo Disney vibes from some of the food. They're probably inspired by or maybe even come from. There's one that for its birthday is like this crazy sundae that you need like two people to carry. And I'm like, that doesn't even sound good.
No, but...
I guess maybe if he had, like, four people eating it
something. Yeah.
There was stuff like that, you know? Like,
over-the-top
things. I don't know how common that is, or if, like, because I was looking now, it's all the anniversary stuff, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Duffy and stuff doesn't, like, do anything for me.
No, I
think, and I mean, like, I love a good mascot, but it's not like I'm just anti-new mascots. I'm obsessed with Chubby from Runaway Railroad, right? Like, I understand the logic of... I even get Orange Bird more than I get Duffy, and I don't know.
Yeah, no, Duffy's lame.
I just
Duffy reminds me of like the Travelodge bear.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, because it looks just like him.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So like that stuff, I would just, you know,
just very generic mascot.
But I do like that they do have a lot of really cool shows and stuff, whereas Disneyland California has gotten away from that. So like that's kind of cool, but yeah, we would do all the rides.
But I'm sure the shows aren't in English either, so.
Probably not, but I mean, like, you go watch the Lion King thing, I'm pretty sure, like, it's a spectacle.
That well, then they could, like, sing songs exactly. and stuff, and then you'd be...
Yeah, it's even, most of the even things if the, are in mixes.
Even if the songs aren't in English, you still get the same tune, and exactly. It's good. Like, I've heard different languages of Disney songs, like, I think they did it for the Oscars or something.
They did it
one
with
time.
Frozen 2. Yeah, they yeah. had people like, oh, I don't even remember how many languages. It was like 40 languages or something like that. It was something insane.
I don't know. They had quite a few anyway, mm-hmm. and it was really cool. I like stuff like that. So I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, happy birthday, Disneyland Hong Kong.
Only 20. I have
the newest one.
I have pairs of underwear that are second much older than that.
Second newest for now, going to be third. You actually probably do.
No, I'm...
As the person who does your laundry.
I'm not even... And some of them don't even have holes in them, so...
You could get rid of the ones with the holes in them.
Yeah, I could, but...
But then... Yeah. Yeah, then they would be as young as...
You need holes to put them on and fit your legs through. No, that's not what I'm talking about? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What would be the attraction you'd most want to do here?
It's the Haunted Manor thing. Yeah. I mean, that's...
I don't know. I thought the Big Thunder version.
Yeah, that would really be cool. That would be second.
Yeah, that seemed really cool to
me. And then maybe Jungle Cruise.
The Jungle Cruise thing also looks good to me. The RC Racer doesn't appeal to you too much?
No.
I think I would.
That sounds like a carnival type ride.
It looks like a themed carnival ride. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was watching it though, and I'm like, I feel like I'm just going to get sick on that.
Yeah, if it rocks back and forth, like, you can't handle a like, pirate ship.
I can't. Yeah, and things, it would be like, very similar to that.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I just...
Not selling you on...
No, you're not selling me...
I think selling on is an add-on to, like, going to doing something else.
Yeah, you gotta have a pit stop mm-hmm. there and not...
I really like this idea.
Basically, every other Disney park would be the destination.
Yes.
This isn't a destination.
I feel like we're going to say the same thing about, like, I don't see us going all the way to Shanghai just to go to Shanghai Disney.
Well, no, but that is much more of a full mm-hmm. park.
I get that.
Experience and, like, well, it has some major stuff there. I think the pirates ride there is quite incredible.
It's supposed to be like next level.
So I don't know.
Well, that'll be the next one we talk about when we do this again. So
yeah, and hopefully the geopolitical climate of China allows mm-hmm. us to go to these.
Well, that is a thing. So one of the YouTubers that I watch sometimes is Provost Park Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the one year he went, he's going to go to all the different parks. And on his way to, I think it was Hong Kong, he flew home instead. And he did end up going back, but there was just like a lot of tension and stuff at the time. And I think he was saving Shanghai and Hong Kong, like that area. Yeah. And just like he went back.
Yeah.
Later. And I think he said he went back without his wife and kid. It's like part of it too.
It's unfortunate, but it is.
That's part of it.
It's an unstable... Well, unstable is the wrong word. It's just the government there is not exactly what we would be used to being Canadian. So you got to be careful.
He said he was okay. Like, he felt fine going by himself. But since he's, like, a vlogger, and they're very particular about filming and cameras and things like that. And it's like, you can be told something's okay and then find out it's not okay. And you find out very, very badly it's not okay.
Right.
And so he's just like, I'm not going to do that. He did end up going back. Seemed like everything went fine and everything. But part of it was...
Wait, you see... Mm-hmm. Thinking of that, you said that the only dark ride other than Small World is...
Winnie the Pooh.
It was Winnie the Pooh? That's kind of ironic being in China.
Oh, that is true.
Because Winnie the Pooh is kind of verboten in China because of the president or whatever, Xi Jinping of the Chinese Democratic Party, whatever they call themselves. People make fun of him and say he looks like Winnie the Pooh. So, like, they ban... You can't
depict... Oh, that is so weird that it's still there.
They can't depict Winnie the Pooh on... Maybe it's just, like, doing
because
the
it's
joke.
Maybe it's because it's in Hong
Kong. It is also Hong Kong. But Hong Kong is part of China now. So, it's interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah. And I didn't watch a whole ride through anything. But the parts I saw, I'm like, that's just, like, the one in California. So, you definitely see Winnie the Pooh in there.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting. It's not like the original Snow White ride where you didn't see Snow White the whole time or something like that, I'm saying, right?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just was thinking about that.
That is interesting.
I just was thinking about that.
All right, well, if you've been to Hong Kong Disneyland, tell us what you thought of it and what else you did while you were in the area.
Yeah, I'm gonna need something else.
Oh, and we will.
Some food or something.
We'll definitely do some stuff.
Yeah.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. Also, El Mule has a bunch of new music out, so you should probably check him out on Spotify.
Woo!
You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, shame.
Shame.
Shame. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Brandon, this is our last episode before spooky season.
Spooky season!
Spooky season! I'm so excited. Do you know what I'm most excited for?
Spooky season?
In spooky season, the episode where you're going to watch Zombies 4.
The main actress in that is making her Broadway debut in something or other.
What?
I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. That sounds super cool.
So, yeah, so there you go.
I love that.
Zombie tie-in.
All right.
Broadway.
Any chance you can remember that for when you watch it and you do your blind date?
I'm sure I could probably not, but that's fine. we'll see.
We'll see.
Probably not.
I don't know what order, but I have ideas for spooky season.
Okay.
One of them is you watching Zombies 4.
Yay. Can't wait.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
We sound so depressed now. Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Anything else to add, or should we head to the news?
The what?
Let's head to the news.